From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Wednesday, November 9th, 2016. I'm Philip Grant. Rosa Atchison is reporting in the Register-Star that once all the votes are counted, Republican Philip Bickerton was expected to defeat Democrat Matt Nelson for a seat on the Kinderhook Town Board, according to unofficial Columbia County Board of Election results. Bickerton led Nelson by 600 votes late Tuesday night. Town Supervisor Pat Grattan said 3,000 absentee ballots were issued. Bickerton said he looks forward to taking on his new position. He said, and I quote, "There is so much to say. I'm glad the fight is over and now the work begins," end quote. Bickerton said he was especially grateful for the community's support and voter turnout. Bickerton will fill the seat formerly held by Deb Simonizer, who died in April. Carrie Allen is reporting in the Register-Star that in Chatham, John Wapner was reelected to serve the remainder of the unexpired four-year term on the town board. Wapner, who ran on the Democrat and Chatham Citizens Party lines, bested Republican Jody Nesbitt 1,088 to 935 with approximately 100 absentee ballots left to be counted. Wapner thanked everyone who voted for him, as well as those who worked on his campaign. He said, and I quote, "I had a great support team," end quote. Wapner was appointed to the board in January to fill the seat left vacant by Maria Lowe, who was elected town supervisor last year. You can read that full story in the Register-Star. Matthew Hamilton reports at Capital Confidential that Republicans held the state Senate, caucusing now with seven Democrats for a working majority and holding most seats in the November 8th election. GOP leader John Flanagan released a statement, and I quote, "Tonight we have grown our majority in the New York State Senate. With it, hardworking New York taxpayers and their families have chosen geographical and ideological balance and the accountability that comes with a state government made up of both Democrats and Republicans. We will get right back to work implementing an economic security agenda that makes it easier to afford and live and work here and ensures that every New Yorker has the ability to dream, to succeed, and to get ahead," end quote. But state Democratic spokesman Mike Murphy said, and I quote, "With thousands of votes remaining uncounted in multiple state Senate races, we expect more Democratic candidates to win when all New Yorkers' voices are heard," end quote. You can read that full story at Capital Confidential. Hillary Clinton beat Donald Trump in Massachusetts and New York, but the Associated Press called the Electoral College and the election at 2:30 a.m. for Trump. Chuck Schumer defeated Wendy Long for U.S. Senator. Susan Serino, a Republican with 56%, beat Terry Gibson, a Democrat with 43%, for the 31st New York State Senate District. Republican Kathy Marchione beat Democrat Sean Francis in the 43rd State Senate District. George Amador defeated Sarah Nicoli to remain in the state Senate with 78,080 votes against Sarah Nicoli's 45,245. In the New York 19th Congressional District, John Faso declared victory over Zephyr Teachout 153,155 to 126,538. In Lexington, Bradley Jenkins, with 246 votes, beat Ronald Lipton with 122 for a seat on the town board. In New Baltimore, for town justice, Thomas Meacham at 1,832 got more votes than Lee Davis at 1,290. In Hudson, Proposition 1 changed the weighted vote system to a more representative system. Proposition 2 also passed, creating a retirement fund for volunteer firefighters. And a measure to legalize the recreational use of marijuana in Massachusetts was leading 53% to 47% with most of the vote in early November the 9th. The Mid-Hudson News Network is reporting that tolls on the New York State Thruway will not increase in 2017. Next year will be the seventh consecutive year without an increase. Governor Andrew Cuomo has pledged to keep tolls at current levels through 2020. The authority's chief financial officer, Matthew Howard, presented the 2017 proposed $1.8 billion spending plan on Monday, November the 7th. Officials are predicting a record volume of traffic next year for the 60-year-old 570-mile thruway system. With more than 267 million vehicles expected to use the roadway in 2017, toll revenue is expected to top $700 million. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. Lauren Stanforth reports in the Albany Times Union that an Albany County jail sergeant and 12 co-conspirators allegedly sneaking contraband into the jail were arrested on November the 5th. Now, Albany County Sheriff Craig Apple Sr. says he wants to increase searches of employees and visitors to the Albany County Jail. Jail employee Merlin Thomas Jr., 48, of Albany, took payments of $200 for multiple deliveries of tobacco, cell phones, marijuana, and homemade knives to inmates. Thomas worked at the jail for 18 years and was arrested on November the 5th, arriving at the jail with packages of tobacco in the cargo pockets of his pants and with more tobacco, marijuana, and rolling paper in his car. You can read the full story in the Albany Times Union. Terry Stackhouse reports for the Time Warner Cable News that Vero Dispensary opened in Albany on Sunday with medical marijuana available to the few patients with prescriptions. Melissa Hilt, mother of a 9-year-old with epilepsy, said, and I quote, "Now we can stop on our way home from church on Sunday morning, so it's a huge difference," end quote. Vero is one of three dispensaries in Albany and may add home deliveries. You can read that full story at Time Warner Cable. Rick Carlin is reporting at Capital Confidential that the State Department of Environmental Conservation is looking to track black bear movements by putting radio collars on the animals. So they are looking for tips from the public on new bear dens. The radio collars help biologists monitor cub production, condition, and survival of the bears. The DEC asks anyone who finds a bear den to note the location and move away and later contact the DEC. You can contact the DEC on the link at the WGXE newsroom for more information. Chatham Bookstore website says the store is trying to dry out after pipes burst above, flooding the store. The Chatham Fire Company responded to the water emergency, and now many folks are helping the store get open again on a date that has not been determined. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting showers are likely today, maybe before 11 a.m. It will be cloudy with the temperature high near 52 degrees. For Wednesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 33. Forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 52. Thursday night, mostly clear with a low around 38. And on Friday, a slight chance of showers, partly sunny with a high near 52 degrees. Friday night, partly cloudy with a low around 31. The sun rose this morning at 6:48 a.m. and the sun will set at 4:38 p.m. That will give us 9 hours and 58 minutes of daylight. That's 2 minutes less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Wednesday, the 9th day of November 2016. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.